You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So good to have you guys tuning in and listening. I guess a paramedic in Detroit was giving CPR to a man who had a heart attack, and then he actually has a heart attack himself. Need to talk about that. Can you actually give yourself a heart attack giving CPR? Then a woman in Iowa swallows a tapeworm to lose weight. We'll talk about why that's not a good idea. Apparently, a New York City accident had just happened where a cab struck several people in Midtown Manhattan. This happened about an hour or two ago. I want to talk about that and what's going on. Abdominal aortic aneurysm, something that scares the hell out of us because many of us have known somebody who had an aneurysm burst and died. Talk about how eating fruit could cut the risk of an abdominal aortic aneurysm. All right. We got Vice President Joe Biden's son getting some medical tests. Something kooky was going on there. We have apparently a college baseball player who has been killed because his teammates apparently were bored and wanted to see someone die. I gotta tell you, this world is going crazy, if it isn't already. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, Chris Lane is a catcher on East Central University's men's baseball team in Oklahoma. He was killed by a drive-by shooting. Police said teenagers 15, 16, and 17 years old are responsible. He was just jogging. 22-year-old collegiate athlete shot in the back and left to die on the side of the road in Duncan, Oklahoma. According to the teenagers, they say they were just bored and just wanted to see someone die. Of course, the teens have been charged with first-degree murder. There were no witnesses, but nearby residents heard a gunshot, saw a black car speeding down the street. There was video surveillance footage from a local business. Police were able to support the residents' claim that a black vehicle was transporting the supposed killers. Footage showed the vehicle pull behind a hotel for about 10 minutes following the shooting and then pull away. I guess if the 16-year-old pulled the trigger, the 17-year-old drove the vehicle. Oh, they should not try it as a minor. They should be put away for good. Crazy stuff. I mean, you can't go out for a jog, really. All right, without somebody who's bored deciding to shoot you dead. You know, we lived in a kind of a middle-class area. Maybe, I don't want to say upper middle-class because we didn't have money when I got out of school. But we decided to take some walks in a fancier part of town. So I was pregnant at the time, so we're walking around. And people came by and started throwing bottles at us. Now, luckily, I was able to dodge, and my husband kind of protected the tummy, you know, so nobody kind of hit the uterus, luckily. Not that my uterus is out there, but, you know, when you're pregnant and you're, you know. But, I mean, this was supposed to be a fairly decent area, a fairly safe area. Okay, and I feel comfortable in most parts of Las Vegas. I mean, we really have great patrol, etc. And because it was only people throwing bottles, we didn't really think much of it. But when you think about something like this that happened to this 22-year-old, it could happen to any of us. Okay, I used to jog all the time on main streets and not even in the best areas. But everybody just kind of minded their own business. You did your own thing. I ran against the traffic so I could see cars. Cars could see me. Open spaces. Got myself back to the apartment where I was living in. Fairly safe. I think I had some pepper spray on me or something, if God forbid I needed it. But overall, you know, you just wouldn't think that you're going out for a jog and you could end up dying because some idiot teenagers decide to shoot you because they want to know what it'd be like to shoot somebody. Now, when you see this type of violence and teen violence, the first thing people blame are the video games. Okay? Because kids are shooting and killing on the video games over and over and over again. Not to mention, they're seeing that on TV. You know, maybe what we need to do is decondition these kids. Okay? I could see how on TV they glorify shooting people. Right? Yeah, you shoot a person, they turn around, they fall, bad guy goes off to the next person. Or it's a good guy shooting bad guys. And I get it. You see so much of it. I think a lot of it started in the 70s and 80s movies. Right? So we see people get shot all the time on TV, and so you start getting immune to it. Okay? Maybe what we need to do is have these kids see gruesome, gory, scary type stuff. You know, what about these young women, these young teenage girls that unfortunately are trusting the boy or trusting who they're with, and then unfortunately they get caught in a gang rape unwittingly? Should we, you know, to lose the naivety of some of these kids, should we in schools, I guess, let them in a simulated TV form, movie form, let them see what happens, what some of these scenarios are? When I was younger, there was a movie in the 80s where a girl, I guess, was needed a ride back home from the movies. And so a few guys that she knew from school said they'd give her a lift in the van. Well, then they ended up, I guess, I don't know what happened, but they ended up gang raping her, etc. And then they just dumped her back off at the movie theater. I don't remember what this movie was. It was some B-rated movie. And it was, I think, on cable at the time, and I didn't want to see more. Okay? It freaked me out. But something like that, at that young an age for me to see, made me realize you don't just jump into a back of a van with a bunch of guys from school. That's just something you don't do. Now, a lot of people that grow up on the streets, they get some street smarts. So they know how not to get into trouble. But we have so many kids now that are sheltered, that don't know what it's like to get beat up, don't know how to avoid getting a situation where they're beat up, don't know how to avoid getting a situation where they get attacked or raped. Some of you had telling me about the Jodie Foster movie. I don't really remember the Jodie Foster movie, but it was something where she was on a pinball machine or something. Right. You know, maybe our kids need to be exposed to this so they realize your quote-unquote best buddy from school could be a rapist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From Midas Resources, August 13, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Brian from Green Bay writes, my wife and I are split and my daughter is 13. I picked her up Friday night from the movies because it was our weekend and her mother let her dress in a mini skirt and boots. She looked like a hooker. Kids these days have no idea what they could be subjecting themselves to. How do I approach this with my ex-wife, who I think just caves into whatever my daughter wants? Okay, that's a great question. By the way, I did just get myself some black boots that I could wear with a mini skirt. Sorry, really? I don't think I'm going to look like a hooker. I've got a party that's coming up, and, you know, the boots and the skirt thing are in. Okay, you know, and boots you could actually make more comfortable than heels. So you're you know, sorry guys, especially you fathers out there, you're gonna see a lot more boots and mini skirts. But I know what you're talking about. I see these teenage girls, right, at the school dance or at bar mitzvahs or at some confirmation event, and I mean the skirts are getting shorter and shorter. I mean, you can't believe they're 13. I mean, I was just barely figuring out how to deal with my period when I was 13 and what to do with my C-cup breast that just blew up overnight. I didn't know what to wear, so I just covered everything up. Now these kids are dressing like there's 20, like the 25-year-old models. It blows your mind. All right, but what's a very good point you're bringing up is what to do if you're divorced and one parent is letting your child dress up like a hoochie mama, and you want to protect the daughter. That's got to be tough. My husband and I have been married since 1996, so what we're talking, we're going to be on our 17th year. December 22nd is our anniversary. Thank you. I don't know why he puts up with me this long, but he does. But I got to tell you, one fear I have is, I mean, I'm never expecting to leave him. He's my man. Hopefully he never dumps me. But a big scare is if we ever broke up, okay, would my boys brush their teeth when they're over at his house, right? I mean, would they use toilet paper? Would they? You know, you always worry, right? Is your kid? I don't know how you divorced parents deal with that, you know? Because if you can't talk to the estranged spouse, how do you know the kid is doing what they're supposed to? So I guess you have to just kind of lay low and just relax. And if the kids are out with a boyfriend that you don't approve of, but mom let it happen. I don't know how you guys do it, and that's one of my biggest fears. So, what to do if your daughter is dressing up like a hoochie mama and your ex-wife is caving in? How to approach it? Well, first of all, it all depends on the relationship with the ex-wife. Okay, you know, if you there is a chance that the girl is changing her clothes after she leaves the mom's house. You know, when I was younger, my parents wouldn't let me wear shorts. In the 70s and 80s, I was not allowed to wear shorts. Now, mind you, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking 120-degree weather. And they would not let me wear shorts because they thought that was something that was hoochie mama-ish. So it was so embarrassing and sweltering to go to school with pants that I would hide shorts in my backpack, immediately go to school, change, wear shorts throughout the day, and then immediately before I went back home and hopped on the bus, changed back. Okay, so there's a chance that that mom doesn't know. Okay, so if you can talk to your estranged spouse, do it. Okay, talk to the ex-wife, talk to the ex-husband, and say, look, I don't know if you know. Now, if the mom or dad or the ex is saying, oh, leave them alone, they're fine, you're being ridiculous, then you got a problem. Because that means, depending on whatever's happening in terms of, supervision, part of the week, your child's going to be dressed one way, the other part of the week, the child's not. So then, your job is to communicate with the child. Now, if you go up to your daughter and tell her that she's dressing like a whore, that's going to be a problem. Okay, the daughter's not going to want to listen to you, and yes, she's just going to bond more with mom. And you already are going to have a tough time with them going into the teenage years, okay? But your job then should be, okay, work on the positives. Remember, when you got a teenager, and this works for a whole variety of scenarios, okay, telling the kid, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, that's not going to work. So what you instead have to do is, I'm going to teach you this. So, for example, teach your daughter self-defense. Teach your daughter some Krav Maga. Teach your daughter some moves. Teach your daughter how to shoot. Teach your daughter how to use some pepper spray. So the positive, so you see what I mean? Go positive. Yes, I mean, try to have the conversation with your daughter. Look, you can't dress like that because boys are going to think that. A 13-year-old girl isn't going to care. Okay, when I was that, you know, when my dad didn't like something that I wore, I didn't listen to him. He was my dad. What does my dad know, for crying out loud? I'm the one that's going to high school. I'm the one that's smart. That's how kids think. Okay, it's a shame. So if you don't think you can have that type of conversation with your daughter, because all her friends are wearing Hoochie Mama outfits, she's going to want to wear a Hoochie Mama outfit, then your job is to teach her what to do if something does go bad. Okay? And how to be aware. This way, it's a positive. I'm sure your daughter would love to go shooting. I'm sure your daughter would love to learn some self-defense moves. Okay? Make sure that's not, you know, all you're doing during your visitation time, etc. But, have her as ready as possible. Because, trust me, your daughters, right, are going to be dating boys eventually. And you are not going to have any idea if the boy is a good guy or a bad guy, or if the boy's friends are good guys or bad guys. So then the best thing you could do is teach your daughter to be aware and be safe, you know? And another thing you could do is, when you talk to her, go, all right, let me kind of quiz you. Okay? All right? You're growing up more than I ever thought. I thought I would be having this conversation with you when you were 16, but you're 13 now. So, okay, if, you know, you're drinking a soda pop at a party and you have to go to the bathroom, what you been doing with your soda pop? Dad, this is stupid. I think we can have this talk. You know, you're more of an adult than we think. Just these are just some things. You know, what do you do with your soda pop? Well, I take it with me to the bathroom, Dad. Good. Why? Well, because somebody could slip something into my drink. Great. How else could people slip stuff into your food or into your drinks? Just, you know what I mean? I mean, there's ways to do it without you saying, I don't want you wearing this. I don't want you doing this. Okay? Because she also you want to form the type of relationship with your teen such that they aren't going to be afraid that you said, I told you so. Okay? All right. I never wanted to prove my parents right. I hated them. I didn't want to prove them right. So if, God forbid, something happens with a boy, you're going to be the last one she tells. Because you're going to say, I told you so. You're never going out on a Friday night, etc. So you don't want that. You want her to come to you because you want to know if she was attacked or groped or something. So your job is to figure out how you get to be the cool parent. You know, sometimes you never will be. Sometimes, I think I am as cool as they come. There's stuff my kids don't want to tell me. Luckily, I'm mama, so I can figure out. I could just smell them and know what the hell is going on because I'm that good. But there is going to be a time where maybe I just don't know. Okay? And that's a scary thought. But luckily, I have the type of relationship with my kids where they'll bring something up because they know I'll just sit very quietly and non-judgmentally and I'll have that talk. Okay? But, you know, there are other family members where if you bring something like that up, my kids already know what they're going to say. You don't want that. You want to be very unpredictable with kids, again, for a variety of teenage issues. Okay? If they think they know what you're going to say, they're not going to go to you. All right. But you need to have that unpredictability. All right. Like, oh, my God, that's really cool. Really? So-and-so asked you out. That's cool. That is really cool. You need a dress. You need to go get a dress. If so, I got some money. I could take you dress shopping. I don't want to sit there while you're dress shopping, but I'll help you out. Right. You see what I mean? I mean, sometimes be that unpredictable because they need to know you're going to be cool with things and not freak out. Because if something does happen, God forbid, and they come to you, then that's when you want to go all ape crap on that kid that did, I don't know, get the police involved, get the parents involved, whatever. All right. But you got to be approachable. And that's a tough subject. Great question, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLC-DALI. Speaking of dads, Vice President Joe Biden is in Houston while his son is undergoing some medical tests. Beau Biden is the Delaware Attorney General, and he's undergoing some tests to determine why he had some weakness and disorientation last week. He's 44 years old, so I don't think it's drugs. He's 44 years old. All right. Apparently, he had suffered a mini stroke back in 2010, began experiencing new symptoms after driving to Indiana on a family vacation, admitted to a Chicago hospital, then consulted a doctor in Philadelphia, etc. So they aren't sure what's going on or how long the vice president's going to be gone. I know many of you are like, oh, my God, how is the country going to go on with Joe Biden not being in Washington? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think we're going to be fine. If Joe Biden is busy visiting his son, I just have a feeling that we're going to be able to make it until Joe Biden comes back, right? A lot of flirtations with the story of him maybe wanting to fight Hillary for the 2016 nomination. But I got to admit, that is going to be some interesting television to see and some interesting news to see if Joe Biden, who everybody thinks doesn't have a chance in hell, is going to try to run for president. I mean, of course he's going to want to run for president, but the Democrats are going to probably say, oh, hell no, because then we'll lose. Hillary is going to get it. That's kind of interesting. I don't know how many times in history, recent history, in older history, it was different, where the vice president could be Democrat and the president Republican. It could be like that. It was weird in the olden days, but nowadays, like the second runner-up was vice president type of thing, like, right? Yeah, like what happened with George Washington. But I wonder how many vice presidents who wanted to run for president failed the nomination. That's interesting. All right, guys, we should be going on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit bluegreenorganicsummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's a state senator, Tick Siggerbloom, that I guess wants to get the list of doctors that prescribes OxyContin in Nevada to see who could be over-prescribing OxyContin. From what we understand, there's a database, right? OxyContin apparently has a database of 1,800 doctors nationwide who are suspected of over-prescribing the medicine. All right? The state senator says if any Nevada doctors are in the database, they should face consequences, calling prescriptive drug abuse in the state an epidemic. Now, I don't prescribe OxyContin. I never have. Okay? To me, it's just far too, it's too strong for something that I feel comfortable managing in terms of pain. I understand why people need it. It's just I'm not a pain doctor. I'm a family doctor. So I deal with the coughs and colds and the diabetes and the obesity and the pap smears and sewing you up and setting casts and x-ray and, you know, just more ER type stuff. I don't do chronic pain. I don't. I was an ER doc. I'm a family doc. So I'm more acute and, you know, maybe chronic diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that. Okay? So I've just never dealt with pain management, so that's why I didn't prescribe it. It's not that I was against the drug, it's just I didn't feel like I knew much about it, and I didn't want to start embarking on something with a patient that I didn't feel well trained in. I thought I'd do it. Okay? But for those of you that are medical providers out there, if you are in this database for quote-unquote over-prescribing, you could be a crap load of trouble. Apparently, lawmakers from California are asking for the same information as well in California. Now, some of you listening going, well, what the hell do I care if doctors are on a database and if doctors are going to get in trouble for writing a medication? Because this year it's OxyContin. What if next year it's the Vicodin that you take? Or other types of medications. Okay? When it comes to overprescribing, who is making the definition of overprescribing? Who? Now, me, I'm supposed to be governed by my medical board, and I have no problem with my medical board governing me. Very confident with the medical board. They do a phenomenal job. I talk to them as often as I think anybody else does. Sometimes I check in and say hi and go get a look. Got a question about a patient. All right. They're very easy to access. They're very accessible. They're very helpful. They give me a lot of information. All right. And they are, I'm fine with that. I don't necessarily want to sit here and have to deal with state senators and legislatures because the medical board is who governs me. Okay? If they think writing a certain prescription is overprescribing, I will listen to them. They're the medical board. I have to. They're the ones that manage my license. Now, me, I never have to worry about overprescribing because I don't. I write probably, you know, more on the less side of the spectrum of narcotics than others. One of my colleagues only writes 10 pills a prescription. I'll write 30, but I don't usually, I don't refill unless the patient comes in still having pain, et cetera, whatever. I make sure I see the patient. I refer them to the knee specialist or back specialist, whoever they need for the chronic pain management, et cetera. All right. But, like I said, for those of you, if overprescribing drugs is such a problem in this country, and I don't know if it's, I mean, see, here's the thing. The reason why they're blaming the doctors is, patients are victims a lot of times. With this whole healthcare crisis that we have, the patient is the victim. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And so when I want to say, well, it's the patients that want them, okay, somebody will say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, but doctors are the ones that have to prescribe it. The patients wouldn't get it if a doctor didn't prescribe it. They got a point, which is why the government is going to go after the doctors. There's nothing wrong with the patient getting a prescription and filling it legally. That's not against the law. And it's also not against the law for a doctor to prescribe a medication that he's trained to write. That's not against the law either. But the easier group of people to nail and the easier group of people to attack are the doctors. There's less of us. We provide less of a voting power. Many doctors, I don't want to speak for all of us, but this is a Democratic state senator. So if many doctors are more conservative leaning, this guy doesn't really lose constituents or lose voters because votes because he, you know, he's not really appealing to that group anyway. And some doctors think he's right. There's too much OxyContin written. Okay? But why isn't anybody dealing then with the real problem? If the real problem is people are in pain and needing OxyContin, telling doctors to stop writing or scaring the doctors that they're going to lose their license or get sued or be liable is not helping you or your neighbor or your father who's in chronic pain. Now, I get opiate addiction. I get that. I understand that if somebody is given the medication, after a while they're going to need more, and they're going to need more. So I do understand how prescriptions can cause that dependency. Okay? But I also understand that there are people in a crap load of pain that under-medicate. And this is just too hard to objectively define for people. I can't tell, which goes back to what the hell is over-prescribing. Now, many of these doctors that are considered overprescribing are probably red flagged by the 120 prescription bottle. I've never written 120 pills of any pain pills. All right, but something like that could be a red flag. Now, why would 120 be a number that doctors would consider writing? Well, think about it. If you're going to take a Vicodin or a Lortab every 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours, and you only, let's say, take 4 pills a day, 4 times 30 is 120. A bottle of 120 barely gets a person through a month. Barely. That's assuming the person is only taking 4 a day. Some people pop 2 at a time. That's where the 120 comes in. So if a doctor writes 120 and then the person comes in the next month and the next month and the next month, 6 months. I mean, let's say, God forbid, you were in a car accident back in January. Here we are in August, 7 months later. That would look like thousands of pills. You see what I mean? So what we as medical providers and as you as patients have to realize is the government is going to get more involved in our health care even beyond what Obamacare is doing. Okay? Yes, it freaks me out that we have overdose death, narcotic death. It freaks me out. I think people are dying from their sleeping pills and their benzodiazepines and a variety of things. Absolutely. I think people are mixing reactions, pills all the time. Do I think some pills are more dangerous than others? Absolutely. Okay? We had a patient whose doctor gave him OxyContin and he died of cardiopulmonary arrest. OxyContin is a tough one because it depresses the respiratory drive with these Mu receptors. It's some scary stuff. Scary, scary stuff. You know, Danny Gann's a phenomenal performer in Vegas who I watched multiple times. Phenomenal. We believe his death was related to something of that nature with the high-dose narcotic. Narcotics are some scary stuff. Scary stuff. All right? But we have a lot of people in pain. Okay, and we had some pretty heavy rain. We're kind of dealing with the monsoon in southwest United States. And my hips that I basically burned through when I was running are aching me. I have been limping the past 2-3 days, and I'm 42 years old. I don't want to think about what my arthritis is going to be when I'm 50 or 60. Now, I exercise as much as I can. I try to avoid I know I should take some anti-inflammatories, but I want to avoid it. All right, because I just don't want to take any pills. I don't like to take pills. I'll only take a pill if I have to. But, I mean, if I'm already limping in my 40s with my hips, I'm probably looking at a hip replacement in the next 20 years. Okay, I'm going to want pain medicine, and I'm not going to want to deal with the state senator. But I get that. There is overprescribing. People are dying. And if you can't stop the patients from asking it, you stop the doctors from writing it. But what happens to you guys if they start to go down a notch and start talking about the Percocets and Lortab? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Detroit paramedic, Joseph Hardman, had been performing CPR on a patient having a heart attack when he began to have one himself. Now, the odds of this happening, of course, going, you know, CNN News reported this like one in a million. This is amazing. And the paramedic is 47 years old. He said he felt a sudden explosion-type feeling in his chest. So Hardman's partner drove both he and the patient to the local hospital. Both men had identical stents put in to remove the blockages, and both are recovering. Hardman knows that he was really, really lucky, the paramedic, that he was with another paramedic, was already next to an ambulance when this happened, etc. But he said if he hadn't been helping the other guy with his heart attack, it could have gone another way. He could have been dead. Now, he's been working as a paramedic in Detroit for 15 years. No prior medical history of heart problems. Now, the blockage was found in a key artery often referred to by cardiologists as the widowmaker, because you die and, you know, your wife becomes a widow. He's going to face rehab and a variety of other treatments until he could go back to work. But only 47 years old. Okay? You know, heart attacks can still happen when we're younger. Okay? And 47 is a lot younger than it used to be 30 years ago. Okay? 47, you're just barely touching middle age. Whereas in the olden days, it was considered very middle age, if not life expectancy. So, good for him for being able to, you know, alert the other paramedic, being able to, being able to, I guess, understand what the symptoms and hopefully alert others as to what's going on. Luckily, both people survived. But is there something overstrenuous with CPR that could cause you to have a heart attack? Now, usually paramedics have AED devices or defibs or, you know, they have a variety of things so they don't have to sit there and do chest compressions. But again, you don't know. I don't really know the whole story. Maybe he had to do chest compressions, etc. But if you are performing CPR on somebody where you're performing the chest compressions, and remember we taught you how to do it, you find the mid-nipple line. Even if it's a woman who breastfed, the nipple should be above the waist, right? Mid-nipple line. Hand interlock with the other hand, palm down, and you go about an inch to an inch and a half deep when you do the compressions, and do it to the tune of Stayin' Alive, Stayin' Alive, do it to the tune of Stayin' Alive, right? Another one bites dust, so that type of speed is the speed to do the chest compressions. Another one bites dust, all right, but don't sing it out loud. And then we would love for you to also check airway, breathing, circulation, check the airway, etc. But if you know that the person is pulseless and you are afraid to put your mouth on the other person's mouth, American Heart Association and Red Cross has said, look, just do the chest compression. Just get those chest compressions going. Don't stop the chest compressions for you to sit there and go, ooh, I got to put my mouth on somebody's mouth. All right, but if you can give mouth breaths, I do the old way, the two breaths in, 15 compressions, two breaths, 15 compressions, because I'm comfortable putting my mouth on other people's mouths. Always have. Ever since grade school. Now, but what this brings to light, and what's an important topic about this, is performing CPR or bending over a patient. Or, by the way, that also brings up a subject. Some of you say if heart attacks happen with sex, if heart attacks happen when people get out of bed, is it the bending over motion that is causing changes in your heart? Is there something about bending over or leaning over? Stop the giggles. Is there something about bending over or leaning over that puts a person more in line to a heart attack? I don't know. What I have found is if you Valsalva, like let's say you're taking a dump, you're pooping, and you're bearing down, even though that brings in venous return and brings blood flow to the heart, that could possibly show some strain, which is why some people have heart attacks while they're pooping. But I'm not too worried about the bending over motion, but you do wonder. But here's my thing. If you're that close to having a heart attack, whether you bend over or sit up straight or whatever, you were already screwed. Okay, you know what I mean? I mean, you can't go throughout life hoping you don't have to poop and bear down. So at that point, you're already clogged enough, or you're already having a rupture of the plaque. But if somebody giving basic CPR was already at risk of having a heart attack, and thank God he didn't die, your job is to not wait to even get to that point. Okay, get your heart checked. I love cardiologists taking a peek at you, looking at either a stress test or an ultrasound of the heart, etc. You don't want to mess around. Some of you say, but Dahlia, I work out, so I'm not like an unfit person. Well, this is a paramedic. Paramedics are pretty damn fit. Okay, you see what these guys and girls have to do. Up and down with the gurney, lifting the patient, helping the patient, moving the patient. I mean, you're moving. Yeah, sometimes you could have a slow day and you may be in the truck all day, but for the most part, you are moving. Paramedics are pretty busy people, and they're in pretty good shape. Why? Because they see the heart attacks. They know. So if somebody in good shape could have a heart attack in his 40s, we all can. Make sure you get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An Iowa woman swallows a tapeworm because she thought it would be a good idea to lose weight. Now, why would anybody do this? Well, there's been a lot of talk over the last few decades of, even probably older than that, of taking in an intestinal parasite, and that helps you lose weight. Why? Because you don't want to eat, you have diarrhea, etc. But what people don't realize is tapeworms can cause you to die. They are parasites that we usually imbibe or ingest inadvertently. Okay? You could get abdominal pain, loss of appetite, upset stomach, diarrhea, etc. But one pork tapeworm, according to USA Today, the Taenia solium, can cause seizures. If you have a seizure, you can die. One tapeworm cannot absorb enough food and nutrients, they say, to actually make a difference in the weight. See, I never thought that the tapeworm was eating the food that you would eat. Because remember, a lot of the tapeworms that may live in the colon or whatever, by then most of your sugar was already absorbed. I thought the reason why people were doing this is because of the diarrhea and the lack of appetite. With the diarrhea and lack of appetite, you don't want to eat, and that's why, all right? One tapeworm can grow up to 30 feet long. Tapeworms are hermaphrodites. They have both male and female reproductive systems. So a woman who starts out with one worm could be spreading fertilized worm eggs every time she goes to the bathroom, because these eggs can actually then, right, because if there's male and female parts, it's auto-fertilization. So it could just reproduce and reproduce and reproduce. Now, about 100 years ago, I guess people would sell tapeworm eggs, and the tapeworm eggs would then hatch, cause you to not want to eat, etc. So like I said, this has been around for a very long period of time. Nothing that I would recommend you do, okay? There's tons of ways to lose weight. It just really, really takes your being very cognizant of what you're doing. And what I've noticed with weight loss is, you know, not only is it diet and exercise and metabolism and hormones, it's all of it. It's being so fastidious. It's being so on top of it. You know, I told you we were on the Dr. Dalia Show cruise, beautiful cruise ship, great shows, and one of the dancers who was, you know, nightly performing, she was eating at the breakfast buffet or at the lunch buffet, and what was she eating? A salad, okay? All right, you know, what do the skinny people do? Don't watch them when they eat pizza. Watch them when they're eating their salads. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.